Picasso's last wife, Jacqueline Roch, never posed nude for him. Yet here she is, nude, in Woman with a Pillow. He paints her often in the last years of his life, so much so that one critic says we know more about this woman's body than any other woman in history. For Picasso, creativity and sexuality are always entwined. And his later paintings of Jacqueline are vivid examples of a sexual expression of love. Professor Robert O'Mealy of Columbia University.
He loved something about the kind of sexual energy that she almost always exudes. Here we see her as a sort of monumental figure, large and even grotesque. Some call her a giantess. But nonetheless, she's comfortable and is a sort of odalisque, or almost like a lady of the evening, reclining and ready for whatever you are ready for. It's a kind of what Thelonious Monk, the great jazz musician, called an ugly beauty, the kind of ambiguity of somebody who's too massive to want to whistle at on the street, but who nonetheless is just bursting with a sort of sexual delight. And so, again, the ambiguity is there. The fact that we see the figure sideways as well as dead on suggests that there's going to be ambiguity. It's the monumental, massive figure, but it's also the sweetheart at home.